Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
And tree climbing dog, Nelly. How's everybody? It's been a while. I've been kind of out of pocket here for a while, so we got a lot of catching up to do. I appreciate everybody hanging in there while we were away. One of the things that I did was a little trip to Maryland. We'll talk about that a little bit. The Mother Earth News Fair there in Frederick. Had a great time. But we'll get back to gardening talk here. If you want to call and be on the show, call anytime. I'll work my stuff in and your calls as we go. The telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-DIRT. Mary Rose running the ship today. Chat with her when you call in. She'll get you ready to go, and we will have some fun visiting about organic gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you would like to talk about, pet issues. Absolutely. I've got a interesting new thing that we're trying with our dogs. In fact, let me do the SPCA report, and I'll tell you about that. We haven't been doing a good job. We need to get back to work on helping these dogs at the SPCA. We've got several that need homes at the two places here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that we try to help. Maddie was adopted. Thanks for that. But Levi, Rex, Simba, Foxy, Javier, and Ginger are all still waiting for their forever homes. The facilities that the SPCA have are terrific. They really are treated well. They're clean and bright and pretty and all that kind of thing. But these dogs certainly would be much better off in somebody's home. So check them out. Their photographs and information about the dogs are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Wherever you are in the country, support your local rescue organizations. These are the two, one in Dallas, one in McKinney, that we try to help. This week's dog is a cutie. It's Snow White. She's a pit bull terrier, 2-year-old, 47 pounds, and sounds like she's really a lot of fun. It says that she probably would prefer to be the only pup in your life. So check her out. She's a good-looking dog on the SPCA button on dirtdoctor.com. And she is at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. That's the one downtown Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. The one in McKinney has some of those dogs that I mentioned. So appreciate your help. Take a look at them and see if we can't get those dogs a nice permanent home someplace. My tea this morning is pretty good. It's a little different. Ginger, lemon thyme, and lemon juice. I didn't put apple cider vinegar in this morning. I forgot, to be honest with you. But it's a nice tea. I think it'd be a very good tea for to use cold, too. Once the heat from the hot tea's gone away, throw it in the refrigerator and use it as a cool ice tea. That would work well. I'm a little bit out of sorts and out of the loop on the mystery photographs. One we're showing today I don't think has been identified. We may have had some up while I was out of pocket, but the one today is a little bit unusual for you. It's not an uncommon plant, but it's a little bit of an unusual shot. If you'd like to win one of the natural organic gardening and landscape courses, identify it. You can do it with an email, info@dirtdoctor.com, or call the show and be the first to identify it and win that as a prize. Also, a gift from Espoma comes along to the winner as well, an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food, wonderful organic products. Espoma sponsors our little contest and also the SPCA report, and they have – there's two really neat things about Espoma. And by the way, it's E-S-P-O-M-A, Espoma. They have wonderful dry and liquid organic fertilizers. They are really into this pure organic approach that we talk about here. And the second cool thing about them is that they're available across the country, whereas a lot of the other products are much more regional. There's a lot of good products, but some of them just aren't available out there like Espoma is. So check them out at your hardware store, feed store, farm store, garden center. If your local retail store that you use does not have Espoma, you might mention that, you know, we're talking about it on the air and they ought to get it in. It'd be good for them and their customers as well. One of the things about our dogs I was going to tell you about, I got a tip. I do Bob Webster's show every Saturday morning, and even sometimes when we're on the road, it's because it's a 30-minute visit. And we talk about gardening and pets and various kinds of things. And he had mentioned a few weeks ago that he and his partner, Roberta Churchin, were trying something on their dogs that one of the listeners had brought up. And it's a necklace that the dogs can wear that helps with flea control. I think it also supposedly helps with other things, too. It's been around a long time. A lot of people use it with children, young children, to help calm them down, supposedly, and that sort of thing. And it's a necklace made of amber, the mineral amber, and they're good looking. They're not ugly at all. Nellie's especially looks good. You can't see Tater's because it's buried in his long white hair. But it's supposed to help with fleas. Now, I don't know if we even have fleas. They scratch. They've been scratching quite a bit. And Judy and I both have spent quite a bit of time. This happens almost every year to some degree. We just spend quite a bit of time grooming them, brushing them, and trying to find the fleas and never see any. But the scratching stays there. And so it may just be itchy skin a little bit. It's not severe, but I think I've seen a reduction in it since they've had these collars on. They've only had them on a few days, maybe almost a week, I suppose. But they look good. They don't cost a whole lot of money. And if you haven't tried them yet, you might give it a shot. And I'll try to look up the exact name of the one we got and put it on the air for you. But it's just an amber necklace that's for children, young children, and I guess adults wear them too. But supposedly helps with fleas. I last weekend spoke in Frederick, Maryland at the Mother Earth News Fair. Those of you, some of the listeners were there. Appreciate people coming by and saying hi. Johan, who calls us from time to time, did not come by. Didn't get the chance to meet him. At least if he did, he didn't say hi. But others did, and we had some nice chats. The talks went well, had really good turnouts. I did my usual, the natural organic pest control talk and the tree planting and management and fabulous trees of the world. And while I was shopping at the fair and also went downtown a couple of times, downtown Frederick, beautiful old town, historic, and some cool things to see that I'll tell you about if you ever get a chance, if you haven't. Been to Frederick, Maryland. But one of the things that was going on downtown was an art show, and it was – I actually missed it. I went down early Sunday morning before it opened. It didn't open until late morning, and I was going to have to hit the road and get back and catch a flight, which I almost got a late start for because I went down there and nosed around a bit. And one of the shops that was setting up really interesting jewelry that I'll tell you about there was one there and one at the Mother Earth Fair as well that I wanted to tell you about. But when I was talking to her, we were talking about the subject of ginkgo came up, and she said, well, the biggest ginkgo in the country or the biggest one in Maryland or the East Coast or whatever is down the street. And I said, really? That's great. And she told me where to go to see it, and I did it, and I couldn't find it. And I don't know if I didn't understand her directions or she gave me bad directions, because even the turn on the street she mentioned was one way the other way, and I never found the thing. I brought it up on Bob's show yesterday, and somebody sent me a photograph of the information and the tree in the distance, and it didn't look that gigantic to me, but the information was there. So I'll tell you more about that when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I found one thing for you, and that is the name of the necklace, the amber necklace that where we purchased some for, to try with Nellie and Tater. It's called Amber Crown. And it's worth, they're not really highly expensive or anything. They look pretty cool. So I think they're worth you giving a shot. The other jewelry I was going to tell you about that I stumbled into and got Judy some to try out while I was on the trip is hematite. And hematite I've heard of, but I never really paid much attention or learned much about it. It's a ferric oxide mineral. It's dark gray, almost black. And the people that are into that business make necklaces and bracelets out of it. And it's good-looking stuff, for one thing. But it also claims to help with all kinds of things, from arthritis to high blood pressure and everything in between. And so we thought we'd give it a shot. It's this mineral is it's harder than iron. Some of the websites, in fact, I think Wikipedia even mentions the fact that it comes from volcanic activity, and lava is even mentioned, and it's not consistent about what they say about it. One website will say that it's a lava-based material. Others just say it's a ferric oxide and mostly gray and has red streaks running through it. So you don't get a consistent thing there. There may be some geologists out there that know more about it that could lend some good information for us. But anyway, it's interesting and be worth trying. The guy that was selling it there in Frederick that I bought it from claims that he started wearing a bracelet and a necklace and his high blood pressure went away and some other things. So some of it sounds a little far-fetched, but on the other hand, it's good-looking anyway, so you might check into it. It's called hematite, H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E, hematite. The other thing that I ran into there that was on my way downtown one day, and it just caught out of the corner of my eye, I caught this beautiful setting. And it was a cemetery, but it was beautifully rolling and had great big trees. Well, I came back and went out and spent some time late in the day there. I got a bunch of photographs. I'm going to try to put them on Facebook. In fact, I may try to do it during the one of the breaks, or more than one of the breaks today. I've got a lot of photographs of this cemetery and some of the trees that were there. It's called Mount Olivet, Olivet rather. And as you drive in the entryway, there's a big memorial there. And I drove by it and went through the rest of the cemetery. Really, really interesting. There's old there's areas where soldiers are buried all lined up and everything. And then there's regular tombstones all over. Big acreage, big place. And some of them have been there so long they've completely weathered away, and you can't even see who the person was. But you certainly can on the big one there at the entryway, which I finally got around to looking at the information about what it was. And it was Francis Scott Key's grave. And it's beautiful. It's very – it's partly stone and then metal sculpture as well, and it's right at the entryway. So those of you who live there know what I'm talking about. If you ever get a chance to go to Frederick and you haven't been there, I recommend it. I had fun. Beautiful place, and that's one of the things I'd recommend going to see is Mount Olivet Cemetery and Francis Scott Key's grave site. I will put some of my photography on Facebook. That's going to be the easiest way to do it, and then We'll put it into dirtdoctor.com for you as well. Let's see what's next on my list that we need to get into. The books, we've rearranged the website a little bit. You're going to see a little banner ad up at the top that's, instead of By Howard's Books, it's now about the event that Marty Whitkin and I are doing this fall in September. You can click on it and get all the information about discounts on early tickets and all that. Those of you that would have some kind of a business that you'd like to promote and come to our show with us, we've already got quite a few people signed up, but I think there's still some available space there. If you have some products or service that fit into this health world that Marty and I are into, she, of course, covers the human health side of it, and we deal with landscape and gardening and animals, pets to a degree. And so we're going to have it all together in a one-day show, Saturday show for you up in Plano. We're taking over the Plano Center and really looking forward to it. We're going to have some new things there. We'll have some speakers that I think you'll really enjoy. I'm going to be doing an updated and different version of the two talks that I've been doing for the Mother Earth event around the country. The timing's a little bit unfortunate because I'm going to miss one of the Mother Earth events that I really like, and it's the one in Pennsylvania, the one that is at the Seven Springs there, same weekend. So we'll get back to doing it maybe the next year or whatever. But just click on that banner on the top of the page, and you can see what Marty and I have cooked up for you. And we'd love to have you come. And if you're somebody that would like a booth there, you can get the information about how all that works. Telephone number here, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garajuice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you. I just got a note from Doug that we have a winner on the contest, and it was identified on Instagram where it shows up, and all of the past ones show up there too. Some pretty good photographs of interesting plants over a period of time that are there, and you can go into the website and get more information about any of the plants that you might be interested in. This one was, like I said, a very common plant, but it was an unusual shot that I took of the close-up of the fruit on it, and it was in the fall after the fall color had kind of left still partly there, and it looked a little ragged, so it made it a little bit harder to identify. But Virginia creeper is the plant. It's probably the plant that I've got the most of in my garden and home, in Howard's garden. It's on the fence in several places. It's a ground cover. It's a ground cover that's under. If you look at the video of Nellie climbing the tree, which is in the – I hope it's in the library under Nellie. Probably the easiest place to find it. We did a – newsletter about it too, but anyway, it's that ground cover that's under the crooked tree that she loves to climb, and she still climbs, by the way. I put the plastic on there, and it's kept her from climbing to a great degree, but she got smart enough to figure out if she got enough of a running start, she could dig her claws into the bark at the base and kind of at the side away from the big old thick black plastic trash cans, what I use. And then her second leap would be to stab her claws into the plastic and go on above and get into the tree. But I learned something, and that is she would rather go get a treat than continue to go after squirrels and birds in the tree. So she's responding pretty well to come down for a treat. If you haven't seen that, it's Nellie, N-E-L-L-I-E, on the website on dirtdoctor.com. The show, as I started to talk about in the fall, the date for you to pencil in there is September the 15th. And again, all the information is right there on the top of the page on the banner. It says the HHG show. And I look forward to it. It's going to really be a lot of fun. The other thing related to that, I mentioned that took the place of the book button up at the top. The books, my books are still available. That deal to get you some benefits and help to support TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, is still there. And one of the things that you can get when you sign up is jicama from, I got Bob Webster into it. He didn't know we could grow it so easily, but it's very easy to grow. And he started growing it last year or the year before and has supplied us with quite a number of seed. That's one of the benefits when you buy the books or donate to TORC at a certain level. It's not a big level. It's $50. You get membership in the Organic Club of America. At $75, you get the seed and some other benefits as well. Shishito peppers, jicama, Mexican buckeye, and the inland CEOs from my garden, and some pretty interesting things and some other benefits as well. One of the things that we'll go ahead and start talking about a little bit, so I remind the members, the people that are already members of the Organic Club of America, or if you're thinking about joining, we're going to have a special kind of get-together at the event September the 15th. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to have a – there at the Plano Center, there are some rooms where you can have side meetings of various kinds. And one of them is they're all kinds of different sizes. So depending on what kind of response we get on this idea, we're going to have a talk – just for the members of the Organic Club of America. And I think what I'm going to do, I'm in the process of rewriting the tree presentation that I do. It's usually an hour presentation, and I talk about selection and planting techniques and management, get into pruning a little bit, and go through all the details of the techniques that I recommend. And then we end the talk with the fabulous trees of the world. We have the Montezuma cypress from Oaxaca that I'm so nuts about, a 3,000-year-old tree. And we have information about the pecan tree in Weatherford, the champion pecan tree, and the history on it and current information, and then several other trees. And so that's a lot of stuff to cover in an hour. So I'm going to do, I think what I'm going to do is an updated version of that for the members, and then we're looking at setting up a way to have the fabulous tree part of it greatly expanded. I got a lot of trees that I want to add to it that I normally don't have time to cover in my lectures, my one-hour lectures. And I'm going to put it into a slideshow format, and we're looking at maybe having it in the big arena where all the booths and all that stuff will be running all the time with information on the slides, so you can watch it and get the information without me explaining it. But I'm going to do a detailed version of it for the members only. If you're not a member, you can donate to TORC or buy the books and get it, or you can just join the membership. It's not very much money at all, and get the other benefits that come along with it. Okay, in Howard's garden, speaking of jicama, it's something Bob and I were talking about yesterday. There's certain garden plants, vegetable garden plants, that it's just now really a good time to be planting, especially for those of you that are a little farther north than we are here in Zone 8 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And jicama is one of those things. It really likes good hot weather to get started and do well. Same thing goes for okra. It's just now time to plant okra. And if you're planting the fall garden, like tomatoes, if you can find a nursery that already has the fall transplants in, June is actually, in our zone 8, a better time to do it. And for those of you farther north, you know, you got a little bit of time south of us, you need to try to get them in as soon as you can. Nurseries tend to not have them till a little later on, so you'll have to call around and look around and try to get those. But other things like squash and zucchini and cucumbers and other kind of things that you plant in the summer, you can do a whole new round of them now for the fall garden. It's a lot of fun to do. I let my garden get to be a mess. One reason, I've been out of town a lot, and the other reason, I've just been busy doing a lot of different things. I tend to keep coming up with these ideas for newsletters that take too much time. And I got one that I wanted to tell you about this morning, this latest one that we have done. But we keep building on that. And whenever we do a newsletter that increases the base information, we put it on the website as well. But anyway, it's kept me out of the garden. And I let the weeds take over. I just harvested all of the garlic yesterday, and then we've got a ton of it. For those of you that have gotten, that are members of the Organic Club of America and have gotten some of the corms or the rounds from us in the past, it's kind of an interesting time this year to harvest. Usually I start getting brown on the tips of the foliage of the garlic, and I don't get the plant dying completely away as fast as it has happened this year. I really felt like I was running behind, and I thought as I harvested yesterday, and it was two-thirds of the production. I had already harvested about a third, and it was looking good. But in harvesting the rest of the cloves yesterday, some of the plants, some of the garlic plants, and mine's elephant garlic, it's a big old leek, great big, huge bulbs, some of them had already completely turned brown. So what I expected to find was the bulbs starting to come apart, the cloves starting to come loose from the bulbs. Didn't find that. All of them were still nice and firm. I got some photographs of it. I'll put that up on Facebook, on the website as well. So if you're running behind in your garden and haven't harvested the garlic yet, and you thought you missed the window for it, maybe not. Maybe it's still a really good time. I'm getting a lot of the good corms as well as the bulbs, so we're going to have them available for new members of the Organic Club of America. So if you're interested in specifically getting the garlic, that Garlic Mike helped me get started with, it's out of the same genetics that he has, that he inherited from a lady that had been growing it for 40 or 50 years. I think it's really a delicious and big, big garlic. You can get a start while we still have them when you join the Organic Club of America. And again, you can, there used to be a button at the top of the page, but just go to the members area and you can get the detailed information there. The latest newsletter, and I assume that it has gone out now, if not, it'll be going out today, I'm sure, is one that is kind of about two things. Usually our newsletters are about only one thing at a time. But this time it's about two different things. One is our library on dirtdoctor.com, and just give people a little information that's there, because of all the things on our website, it's the one that has the most detailed information. It's the deepest, because things are in alphabetical order, and we cover insects and diseases and weeds and plants of all kinds. Projects and procedures. There's some of the travel information, which I'm going to beef up quite a bit more. Dawn on me the other day, we've got a lot of it just kind of buried in the travel section, and I need to kind of cross-reference a lot of the stuff that we have there because of the detailed information it covers in the library. But anyway, all of it's there. And I thought about letting people know about it more because I was doing a new plant that I had discovered and adding it to the website. And so the newsletter is about this new plant that's quite unusual, and also about the fact that when we do add something new, the library is where it goes, and you can tell real quickly that something new has been added because you look at the homepage of the website over there on the right, that list of topics. Those are the latest things that have been added to the website, whether it's SPCA report or a new plant or whatever is going to be there. So check it out. I'll tell you about this plant that's in the latest newsletter when I come back. It's called Simpson's Stopper, which is kind of a weird name. And it's a little bit of a strange plant in a way, too, but I'll tell you about it when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. 866-444-3478 is the telephone number. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We either have our phones completely out today, or everybody's staying in bed, which is fine. I got plenty more to cover, but if you... hopefully, we don't have a phone problem. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. This new plant I want to tell you about is called Simpson's Stopper, or also Twin Berry, I think is another name for it. Neither one I can remember very well. I've been meaning to do an entry for the library on it for a long time, and every time I'd try to think about what the name was and look it up and do it, I'd forget what it was. But it's such an unusual name, I should be able to remember it. Where the name came from, I need to do a little research and see. It came from Stephen F. Austin. I was visiting with David Creech there about a year ago, I guess, is when this was, maybe a little longer. And we always talk about various kinds of plants, and he has some unusual things. I get some from him and try them out here. And one that he wanted me to try was the Simpson's Stopper. And he actually brought up the fact that he thought it was going to maybe cut into the market and replace the use of crepe myrtle to a good degree, because it was tough and would do very well here in this zone and should be used more. In doing my research to do the entry, it says on, I think, all of the websites that I contacted about the plant that it was only good through Zone 9, which would be, you know, south of us. We're here in Dallas, we're in Zone 8. Some people like to say that's not right, but it is, especially when you're using an organic program. Because I've had it outside in a pot now for it's been two winters, so it was that long ago that I got it. But it is a plant that the foliage looks a little bit like a holly, I guess, smooth edged, a little bit smaller than a dwarf Burford holly, and it has beautiful little wispy white flowers on it. It has white buds that are kind of decorative first. And then it has the wispy white flowers, and then they're followed by red fruit, which is edible. Sounds great, doesn't it? Only problem is I had mine 2 seasons before it finally started putting on its first bloom. I was scratching my head about the fact that David had conned me into getting a plant that was supposed to be a flowering plant. It didn't flower. But now it has. I don't know if they have to have a certain age to them or what exactly is the situation. They grow in full sun to part shade, part sun, part shade. And I think it's one that you should try if you can find one. Its scientific name is Mercianthus. Again, Simpson's stopper or twinberry. And it is part of the current newsletter. It will also be going into the website, into the library, and you can see it entered over there on the right-hand side. If anybody out there has any experience with it, let me know. Like I said, what research I was able to uncover said that it's native to Florida and will and needs to be zone 9 or 10 or 11, you know, a warmer situation. Well, I'm in 8, and I've had it in a container outside and hadn't had any problem with it at all. Now, we do have it fairly close to the house, so it gets, you know, a little bit of protection, but not a lot. And we had some pretty cold days this past winter. So anybody has any information about it, just let us know, and we'll add that to the entry. But the point of that whole thing with the newsletter talking about the website and the library and all that is, if you are looking for a plant, or if you have a insect or a disease problem, or if you have an issue with, you know, pets or whatever, and we haven't covered it on the website and in the library specifically, let us know, and we'll do our best to get it added to the website. And there's 2 ways you can use the website. You can use the search button over there at the top of the right-hand top of the page works very well. But there's a little bit of a trick with it, too, because when you put in something there, like if you put in Simpson's stopper, or you put in fleas, or you put in brown patch, or whatever you put in, the first thing that's going to come up are ads. Google ads, you know, on the regular search universe out there, and you can see they have the little button that gives the indication that it's an ad. You go down below that, and the first ones you see that aren't ads are the ones that specifically come from our website, and it works very well. The other thing you can do, and it's in the newsletter, it's shown screenshot on the newsletter, is just pull up the index. It's library topics up at the top of the page. You click on that, and it will bring up the index, and you just click on what letter you're interested in. If it's bur oak, click on the bees, obviously, or oak. It should be cross-referenced, and it'll bring up the whole index for you, and you can scroll through that, click on that, and go to the information that way. All right, well, we'll take a break here, and we'll do hour number 2. We'll see what's up with the phones. Telephone number, if you want to be with me, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. And our newsletter, if you don't get it, you just sign up right online on the homepage there, or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. It's a weekly deal we do. And it's free. It's electronic, not a print. So give it a try.